If you haven't been introduced to those three voices, you certainly need to be. Unfortunately, I can only introduce you to one of them right now, and that would be Jessica Ivey, who is in studio with me, while her siblings, Arlen and Jillian, are in studio working on your new CD.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Monica.
Well, you're one third of the bunch, but I'll settle because explain to me exactly what your siblings are working on right now.
Right now, they're working on our new record titled Jenna Song. And my brother Arlen is laying down guitar tracks as we speak.
When you said laying down a few minutes ago when you first walked in the studio, I thought, well, you know, instead of napping, he should be here.
This is true. That would be very true. But yes, he's laying down guitar tracks. And then my sister Jillian's going to be adding a couple of bells and whistles to a few of the other songs.
Yeah, so. She does keyboard.
Yes, she does.
Correct. All right. Yes. And he's the guitar guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you are vocalist and?
Piano player.
Piano also. Okay.
Yes.
Your music is amazing, and your harmonies are just off the charts.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The little clip that we started our interview with here is so tight and sweet. Just
thank
lovely.
You.
Now, this is which CD in your lineup? How many have you done
this
now?
This is our fourth CD.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah,
it was preceded by a Christmas CD.
Yes, Christmas CD, and then our self-titled debut album, and then Days and Nights.
Excellent, so. Excellent. Tell me, what do you think has changed or evolved about your music?
I think definitely, since Arlen's not here, you know, I'll do a little bit of bashing on him. But
Well, you have a chance to talk
this
because
is
Arlen's
true.
Not here.
Exactly. Very, very
true. We have
very
to give
true.
Him a hard time.
But yes, so I think definitely Arlen's songwriting has evolved greatly. And so I think a lot of that, as well as on this record, we were very blessed to bring in a couple of great musicians to play with us who also put their inspiration into the music as well.
Isn't it interesting? Have there been moments where just one chord change has done something?
Exactly. Or even just extending a part of a song one measure just completely opens it up, and it just creates this entirely different feeling for it. So it's been a phenomenal experience.
How hard is it for you to make changes when you think something's already perfect? Do you ever have that moment?
I think it's a little bit easier for Jill and I just because on this album anyway, Arlen wrote the song. So we're a lot more open to it.
Yes, yes.
And I think, but honestly, Arlen has done a really good job because, of course, when you write a song, it's your baby.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's done a really good job of being able to let that go and focus on what's best for the music.
Well, before we explore where you've been and what else you've been up to, recording isn't cheap.
No, it is not.
Now, you went in studio on August the 14th. So you've got that 2-week stint, and you're recording down at Sonic Ranch in Tornillo.
Yes, we are.
The best, not just locally, but for many miles around.
It's amazing.
So tell me, how are you going about funding the project?
We have ourselves set up on Kickstarter, which is a fan funding website.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we have different reward tiers. So let's just say you want to donate $50. For that $50, you will get a download, the digital download as soon as it's available, the CD, a T-shirt, a signed photo. So basically, we're looking at a lot of it as basically pre-ordering our album.
Yes, yes.
You know, and so it's just different levels. You know, one of them we have for $75, we will record any cover song that you choose and put it up
Ooh,
on YouTube and give you a shout
sweet.
Out. So just different things like that, just because we wanted everybody to be involved. It was
what a sweet idea,
yeah.
Because the covers then, if they really mesh with you, you can carry those right onto the stage.
Exactly.
And you're forced to expand your repertoire.
Exactly. Forced to be creative.
Well, one thing I want listeners to keep in mind is that there are a lot of Kickstarter projects. Not all are something that would float somebody's boat, but this one is really a lovely one. For starters, tracking it down on Kickstarter, I would guess that rather than entering this long, long URL, they can go to Kickstarter and just enter the Ivies.
What would probably be the easiest would be to go to our website. There's a direct link on there.
Okay. So the Ivies.
Music.com.
The Ivies, that's Theivies music.com, and track you down that way.
Exactly.
Something to keep in mind as far as contributing to this effort is that I get your announcements regularly, and you are forever performing for local fundraisers.
We are.
Yeah. Tell me a little, about some of the ones that you have given your time and talent to.
The most recently, there was one for children with cancer that we did. It was a very difficult experience, but at the same time such a beautiful thing, all these people growing and healing together. So there's that, and then we've done a lot of fundraisers for cancer, you know, just in general, and things like that. We've actually, when we were little kids, we would go to, my whole family, we would go to hospitals and go around Christmas time and put on little Christmas performances for the children, so...
Okay, so that's the kind of, not just talent, those are the kinds of hearts and spirits that people are supporting in this effort, because not all artists do hook up with a community, not all artists get that circulation of giving and receiving thing going on, so just wanted to mention that. Now, tell me about your travels and where you've been performing. When's your next performance in El Paso?
Our next performance in El Paso, because of the record, we've been very, very busy in the studio. And so as of right now, we don't have one, but we will be going on tour in September, all the way out to Georgia. We have a show at the University of North Georgia, so we're going to be playing all the way up there and all the way back.
What's the farthest point where you've performed thus far?
We have been all the way up to New York. We've been all the way to Seattle. So we've been to all four corners, to Florida, to California, so...
Any outstanding experiences, good, bad?
I would say very eye-opening. Very eye-opening in certain areas.
That's very diplomatic.
Yes.
Would you care to tell us what opened your eyes?
Well, even like in, because a lot of people speak very, you know, San Francisco even. You know, there's very something very exciting. But for us, we went to, we did, there's low-income housing in San Francisco. And these people don't have the money to afford to be able to go to a show. And so we went into that section and put on a performance for those people and handed out CDs. But it's very eye-opening because you get to see the darker side of the city, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But that was still a beautiful experience.
And you were well-received, I trust.
Oh, yes, yes. It was just these people that don't get to go out to shows, that don't get to hear music. You know, they are so receptive and so excited.
Did you initiate this visit into the low-income area of town, or was it, did you become part of a series that was established?
It's a series that was established. Our cousin, Ed Ivy from the Rhythm Pigs, is involved down there in that.
Excellent.
And so he got us in contact with everyone, and so that's how we got involved.
Yeah, that takes some guts, because your audience is different, it's unpredictable, you don't know what to expect. It's an emotional roller coaster to deal with those things. But okay, eye-opening, good term, good term. Now, these new songs, what can you tell me about? Understandably, Arlen's songwriting is growing and expanding, and it's almost like asking you to open your personal lives to say, what are the songs about? What has produced some of the shift in his music? Any particular experiences? Any good heartbreak?
I think him getting engaged probably helped.
Ooh, all righty then. Yes, romance.
Yes,
romance.
Exactly.
Yes.
No, he's, I would definitely think that our last album, well, not the Christmas one, obviously, but the one before that, was a lot about heartbreak. And I think this one, we wanted to focus on more positive energy. So it's very positive. And then we decided to name this album after our little sister, Jenna.
Yes.
And so... she is completely our inspiration. And we actually, something very cool, we had her just the other day lay in a violin track that's going to be on on the song, Jenna's
song. How old
song.
Is she?
She's just turned 16.
16?
Yes.
You've got possibly another...
we're working on it,
might
exactly.
Be becoming a quartet before too long.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just very much very positive. We had actually all 14 of my family members in there already, and we were recording, you know, the chorus sounds and getting everybody singing and clapping. So it's very much, I think, there's a lot of energy. It's very positive, and just I'm very excited for everyone to hear this album.
It's understandable. My guest today is Jessica Ivy, one-third of the wonderful Ivy Trio, which includes Arlen and Jillian. They are currently recording a CD at Sonic Ranch Studios in Tornillo, and it's going to be a 15-song, full-length, all-new CD. There's a lot of expenses involved. So go to theivysmusic.com. That's Ivey's music.com, and check out their Kickstarter campaign and be a part of making this beautiful music. Jessica, my best to Arlen and Jillian, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.